Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. My name is Lynn Miller. I'm a psychic intuitive medium. You may have seen me on Lifetime, VH1, Bravo, or CBS Radio. I'd like to welcome you to the show this evening. And I'm here to answer all your questions and help guide you. I've been a practicing intuitive medium. Well, I mean, I've had it since I was born, but professionally for over 20 years. What I do and what that means is I help guide people in matters of family, business, love, whatever it is. I take the time, I pick up things, I get names, dates, very specific, sort of what I'm known for. So for all of you out there that are listening, I urge you to have a pen and a pad of paper. Sometimes I'll just get a name or a date that may or may not make sense to you, but I guarantee you 9 out of 10 times my clients call me back and it clicks in. I'd like to also extend an offer to those of you listening who follow my show for a special. Those of you that know my rates know that usually I charge for a half hour $100. I'm offering a half price special for a limited time if you book after the show this evening. It's a great 2015, so let me help guide you to a better path and a better vibration. You know, we all have things that come in our path and we have decisions we make on a daily basis. What I do is I help guide my clients towards a higher vibration and help them and aid them to make the best decision for whatever's around them. And generally, by following your highest path, your highest energy, you'll notice that the universe opens up and brings those things towards you if you're paying attention and if you're self-aware. So for those of you tonight, let's try to keep it to one question, as I have a lot of callers in the queue. And I'll do my best to guide you through whatever it is that you're going through. Hopefully we'll get to everyone this evening. And let me take the first caller, see what's going on. Hi there, this is Lynn.
Hi, Ms. Lynn, thank you. This is Melvin.
Hi, Melvin, how are you this evening?
I'm doing very well. I just want to ask you about my job.
Let me stop you there, Melvin, before you even go on, because I feel like you had a setback. Am I right? You had some sort of setback last year. That's the first thing I'm picking up with you, Melvin. But the good news is it feels within 8 weeks' time, there's a new opportunity and a new direction, and it will be coming through somebody you've worked with in the past. So I feel like you have a very strong energy and you're not a quitter. So hang in there. Your question was regarding work, correct?
Yes, ma'am, because I did an assessment last Friday on this job that I really wouldn't mind having. It's out of town, but it's only like 30 minutes away, and I just wanted to know, will I get the job?
I believe you will, Melvin. I have a very strong energy sensing you getting employment. Like, I may even be coming next week. There's a phone call. Are you in the South?
Yes, ma'am. I'm in Georgia.
You're in Georgia. I knew it. Yeah, I was connecting to the South.
Yeah.
And it will be about 30 minutes from your home, the job that you take, 30 to maybe 35. So it's fairly local. And there's also an initial B. That just remember that. B initial is very important. I don't know if you're going to be working with a Brad or a Ben or something like that, but hold on to that. And good luck, because I feel like you will get the job, Melvin. So keep me posted.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, Melvin. Have a great night. Take care.
All right. You have a blessed.
That is tough when we're looking at employment and it's will I or will I not get this job. You know, the best way when we're seeking something is to put yourself in that arena, whatever your aspirations are. Sometimes we have too much fear locked around something. We want to try something new. And I say, get out of the box, investigate, and put it out as much as you can. And usually the universe rewards you. So I definitely sense Melvin getting that job coming up. very shortly. So that's good news. Let's go to the next caller. Hi there. This is Lynn. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, Lynn. I'm sorry. I have a cold. This is Treya.
Hi, how are you, other than having a cold?
I'm good. I'm actually good. How are you?
Good, good. What's your question? I'm sensing it might be around romance.
Oh, yeah, I was debating between that and work. I think probably work might be better right now.
Okay. What's your question?
Just so I'm leaving a current job next week, and I'm interviewing for some traditional jobs, like office jobs. I guess that's it. So I was wondering just what you see like coming up in the next month or so.
Okay, it's interesting. I feel like I'm seeing the number 3. So I don't know if you've just recently applied for 3 separate positions. It feels like the second one will be the job that you land. I see you talking to a female or interviewing with a female. It won't be the job that you interview with the male.
Okay.
And let's see, we're February now. I see employment the week of March 2nd, or I'm going like really right around the beginning of March is new employment, new opportunity. So, what's your location? That helps me.
I'm in the Valley, but the jobs are in Santa Monica, or the one job is in Santa Monica.
Santa Monica? Is it Culver City or Santa Monica? I'm drawing to Culver City.
Oh, well, the one job I know about is in Santa Monica, but there might be some upcoming that I haven't applied to yet, maybe.
I'm actually very drawn, so stay open to the Culver City area as well as Century City. I feel like there's one other opportunity you'll come across literally next week. So,
The company that I'm applying with is moving to Century, I think it's Century City in like 5 months or so.
Are they? Okay. Yeah, that I feel strongly about that one. So that's
okay.
The highest energy, and I think you will, because I literally see you around the Century City area. So I'm
okay.
Going to go with that job. So, yeah, good luck with that, and keep
Thanks.
Me posted. I have my email on my website, and I love updates. So.
Oh, okay, definitely.
Know.
Thank you.
Okay, and feel better. Feel better. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. I knew I saw Century City somewhere there. And I know it seems like it comes from left field sometimes, and I say, I don't know where I get these things, but I trust into myself or the guides above. It has rhyme and reason. Hi there, this is Lynn.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Who am I speaking with?
This is Tasha from California.
Hi, Tasha. Well, you have a really nice voice, nice energy. What's going on with you?
My concern is I'm trying to figure out if do you feel or sense that I'm pregnant?
Oh, you don't know? You want to know if you are or you're not?
Yeah, that's what I want to know. Am I or am I not? Because my cycles has been just spotty.
Well, you definitely have the child energy around you. I don't think you are right at this moment. But I do see that happening. I do see that happening this year. Have you been trying?
No.
Well, it's interesting because I feel like it's definitely strong this year. But I'm going more towards like the end of summer, family news, child, and a relationship shift.
Okay.
So that leads me to think of another addition.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Will it be our find out theme?
No, I feel like I feel like you find out you are later this year, but you aren't. I don't feel like you are right now.
Okay.
I'm just not sensing that energy. I feel like you may have been a little bit stressed. The last 3 weeks for some reason, Does that make sense? And that's
yeah.
throwing your cycle off a bit.
But however,
go ahead.
I've been trying to figure out why have I been feeling stressed. I don't understand.
I keep going to relationship with you. If I was to do a session with you, I would want to talk about relationship with you and, you know, spend a half hour doing that. I think you're picking up some energy around a relationship. Somebody else is stressed and having work issues.
Okay. So that makes sense now. Okay.
Yeah. Right. So it's, sometimes we pick, I feel like you're very sensitive and you pick up other people's energies. And I think that's what you're sensing right now.
Okay.
But I think you'll, yeah, so not quite seeing a child right now, but this year possibly. So.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying everything. Thank you.
Yeah, just take it easy and relax. And it was nice speaking with you. Have a great night.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye. Yeah, sometimes, you know, we pick up, it's amazing, humans, and we are very sensitive, and we don't even realize the energies we pick up around us. You know, that's why it's so important to put yourself in certain situations with people that are high energy, that have a positive outlook, because it can be so toxic to be around people that aren't any level of stress. I think science one day will actually find out the extent of which, you know, our brain waves work in picking up these things. So it affects our health. It affects everything around us. And it can be a domino effect. So let me see. I've got time for a couple more callers, I think. Let's go to 917. Hi there. This is Lynn. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, it's Anna.
Hi, how are you?
Thanks for taking my call. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. What can I help you with? What's your question?
I'd like to know. I was going to go on an interview tomorrow, but the woman canceled. She said she wasn't feeling well. And I'm wondering if you see anything coming out of it. It sounds like a very nice job, not too far from me, so...
Tell me the name of the, if you can, the name of either the person or the position.
It's working with kids.
Okay. Interesting. I feel like it's postponed, but I feel like you have an interview. Your interview will be rescheduled for next week. It feels like Wednesday is a strong day.
Okay.
I feel very good about you getting this position. You definitely have the energy of working with children. If not children, it's helping. You have a very philanthropic energy around you. And I feel positive about this. There's also the name, and just hold on to this for whatever it's worth. The name with, it's like an S, a female S initial. That'll be important. So.
Is this enough hours, you think, this work, or?
Yeah, I think it's going to lead you to something bigger. So it feels right, and I think you get the job. It'll be rescheduled for next week. So I hope that helps. I think the show is coming to a close, but keep me
thank
posted.
You. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Well, everybody, next time I have to make sure to do a half-hour show. That was an error on my part. But please go to my website, lynnmillerpsychic.com. You can contact me. Like I said, I'm offering half price for Blog Talk listeners if you book within a short period of time. And that will be for my half-hour session, which is usually 107. So I also have a hotline on my website, have one or two questions. I really look forward to hearing from you, and have a blessed night.